Barber Chapter 13 Test. As of 2007, the skincare
clientele in spas and salons was approximately 20% male. Early received facials can produce noticeable improvement in the client's skin tone, skin appearance, and skin texture. The subdermal systems associated with the performance of facial treatments are muscles, nerves, and arteries. When performing a facial, the types of muscles barbers need to be aware of are the voluntary muscles. Muscles may be stimulated by massage or electric current, nerve impulses and chemicals, and heat and light rays. The muscle that draws the scalp forward and causes wrinkles across the forehead is the frontalis. A muscle that is associated with the mouth is elevator labii superiors, depressor labii inferiors, and levator anguli oris. Orbicularis oculi and corrugator muscles are associated with the eyebrows. The procerus is a muscle of the nose. The orbicularis oris from a flat band around the mouth. The auricular muscles are located in the ear areas.
Stimulation to the nerves causes muscles to expand and contract. Heat and moist heat on the skin causes expansion. Muscles react to cold by contracting. Nerve stimulation may be accomplished by massage, heat and light rays, and electrical current and chemicals. Connected to all parts of the brain are 12 pairs of cranial nerves. The optic nerve controls the sense of sight. The olfactory nerve controls the sense of smell. The sense of hearing is controlled
by the auditory nerve. The fifth cranial nerve is also known as the trapezial nerve and trigeminal nerve. The trapezial nerve is the largest and chief sensory nerve of the shoulder. The chief motor nerve of the face is the sixth cranial nerve. The seventh cranial nerve is also known as the trigeminal nerve. The motor nerve that affects the skin of the temple, sides of the forehead, and upper part of the cheek is the preauricular nerve. The motor nerve that affects the muscles of the mouth is the buccal nerve. The main sources of blood supply to the head, face, and neck are the common carotid arteries, the internal and external veins that serve the areas of head, neck, and chest are the jugular veins. Conditions that may prohibit a massage include all of the following except normal skin. A basic rule in facial massage is that any pressure should be applied in an upward direction. A point on the skin where pressure or stimulation will cause contraction of the muscle is the motor point. Purge is a massage movement applied in a slow and rhythmic manner without pressure. If flurge is used in a massage for its soothing and relaxing effects. Petrissage is the type of massage movement involving kneading or pinching. Petrissage is used in massage for its invigorating effects. Friction in massage requires the use of deep rubbing movements. Vibration is used in massage for its stimulating effects. Tap movement is the type of massage movement involving tapping, hacking, and slapping. The immediate effects of massage are the first noticed on the skin. Massage usually produces an increase in blood circulation. The area of the skin being massaged reacts with a decrease in activity of the skin. Massage movements should always be directed toward the striation of muscles. Massage helps to reduce fat cells. The electrical appliances most commonly used in massage are vibrators or massagers. The presence of facial hair may require that massage manipulations be performed with the grain of the hair, a tool that can be used to stimulate, cleanse, and lightly exfoliate the skin is a brush machine. To warm the skin and induce the flow of oil and sweat, apply steam. High-frequency
galvanic, phreatic, and sinusoidal currents are used in electrotherapy.
An appliance that is used to apply the direct current to the client's skin is an electrode. The primary actions of high-frequency current are thermal and antiseptic. High-frequency electrodes are made of glass or metal. Direct surface high-frequency application requires that the electrode is applied on the skin. Indirect health frequency application requires that the client holds the glass. General electrophysicians use high-frequency current to perform the client holding a metal electrode. Do not place electrodes in an autoclave or a ultraviolet ray cabinet. Prior to a high-frequency electrode treatment, never use a skin or scalp lotion that contains alcohol. The type of machine used to produce chemical and ionic reactions in the skin is a galvanic machine. The disincrustation process is used to facilitate deep pore cleansing, emulsify sebum and waste, and create a chemical reaction. Using galvanic current to apply water-soluble solutions into the skin layer is called
iontophoresis.
The process of forcing chemical solutions into unbroken skin using galvanic current is phoresis. Using the positive pole to introduce an acid pH product into the skin is called cataphoresis. Using the negative pole to force an alkaline pH product into the skin is called anaphoresis. Ultraviolet rays may be used to treat all of the following except a sluggish metabolism, increased metabolism, and chemical changes within skin tissues can be achieved using ultraviolet rays. Facials performed in the barbershop are considered to be either corrective or medicinal. In general, facial treatments are beneficial because they accomplish all of the following except tighten tensive nerves. The four skin types include dry, normal, combination, and oily. The stimulation of oil product and protection of the skin surface is the objective of a dry skin facial. Maintenance and preventative care is the goal for normal skin. Section of the face that incorporates the forehead, nose, and chin area is known as the T-zone. Depressions in the skin that had developed from repetitious muscles actions are called wrinkles. Analyzing the skin requires observant of the client's skin type and skin condition, skin texture, and the skin's visible appearance. Three essential preparations needed to perform a facial are cleansers, toners, and moisturizers. The first cream to be used in a facial is cleansing cream. If it should become necessary to remove the hands during facial manipulations, they should be lathered off. The sanitized end of a comedone extractor is used to remove blackheads. Following the removal of blackheads, apply a astringent. A hot oil mask may be recommended for dry skin. A clay pack should not be used for a dry skin condition. When giving a vibratory facial, the number of vibrations should be regulated to avoid overstimulation. A vibrator is not used over the upper lip. Cleansing creams and other products should be removed from the face with a clean warm towel. Cleansing cream should be applied with stroking and watery movements. Cleansing creams and other products should be removed with the container with a disinfectant spatula. Mycodermabrasion is a form of mechanical exfoliation. During a light therapy treatment, eye protectors are worn by the client to protect the eyes from ultraviolet rays and infrared rays.